朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那个投篮最准的，我现在不知道是谁。我以前以为是 Mike Jordan， 后来发现不是哈。
Who has the highest percentage or the accuracy of shooters? I thought it was Michael Jordan, but I think that's changed now.
那我看过最高的一个记录是 98.1%。
Free throws. Highest percentage that I
free throws. 对对对 ，free throws.
Okay. 98.1%.
就是没有人可以来挡你，你就是这么近丢一下啊。
So again, you're standing at the free throw line. Nobody's blocking you. You shoot the ball.
不可以来有人来打岔啊，就是 free throw.
Nobody can come and bother you. It's called a free throw.
他说到现在没有一个人可以破他的记录。
No one has broken that record.
那么主耶稣在他终身里面所有的试探，不知道有多少仇敌哦要来 block 他。
And throughout Jesus's life, the enemies come time and time again. They all come to tempt him.
他不是只是那么简单站在那里 free throw.
And you need to realize Jesus wasn't standing at the free throw line, nobody blocking him, he's shooting the ball.
他不管站在哪个角落，不管距离多远，不管有多少人来 block 他，他百发百中。
And no matter where he's standing, how far he is in the court, maybe even out on the bleachers, doesn't matter where he is, people will be blocking him. Every time he shoots, he makes the shot.
你要丢十个，十个都进。
To make 10 shots,Shoot 10 times and make all of them?
大概没有几个人做得到。
I think very few of us would be able to do that.
I don't know about Pastor Andy.
Maybe Pastor Andy is very good. He could do it.
但是十个都中，你丢一百个，是不是一百个可以都中
？What about 100 shots? Would you be able to make it all 100 times?
那已经是很大的挑战。
And that's a great challenge.
你丢一万个，一万个都中。
What about 100,000? You make all 100,000.
不管多少人 block 你。
It doesn't matter how many people come and try to block you.
或者你根本是在最后一条线，你知道那是94。
Or maybe,
我今天早上才查的。
Maybe you're at the baseline. It's 94 feet away. I just discovered that, or I researched it this morning.
我不管多少角度。
No matter what angle, where from the court.
五个 Michael Jordan 来 block 他，他都照进。
Five Michael Jordans come and blocks him. He will still make it.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件容易的事。他凡事受过试探，只是他从来没犯罪。
Brother and sister, he was tempted in every way, but he did not sin.
而只有这样子的神的儿子，才可能为我们赎罪。
Only the Son of God, like him, can be a propitiation for our sins.
才能够被称为神的羔羊。
And can be called the Lamb of God.
要成为神的羔羊，必须无瑕疵、无斑点。
But to be called the Lamb of God, he must be without blemish.
连一个斑点都不可以。
Not even one speck.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神从天上发声，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So when God cries out from heaven, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased.
你不要用人的角度去读它，这是不得了的事情。
Do not read it from the perspective of man, but you need to realize this is something that is immense.
啊，我看到我的儿子、我的孙子、我孙女，我也会说，这是我儿子，这是我孙女，是我所爱的。
I see my son, I see my grandchildren. I would say, this is my son, my grandchildren, in whom I love.
虽然上个礼拜他尿布才尿湿我裤子，之后拿去洗了
哈。One of my grandchild peed on my pants last week.
还是我爱的。
I still love the child.
但是神在天上说这件事是不得了的事情。
But for God to cry out from heaven is something that is incredible.
不是只是他跟他之间的父跟子之间的关系。
It is not just the relationship between the father and the son.
是跟整个人类发生关系。
It has something to do with all humanity.
因为他完全得胜。
Because he was victorious completely.
他有资格为我们舍命。
And he is worthy to lay down his life for us.
弟兄姊妹，神这样子两次发声说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Oh, when God cries out, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
如果你把它跟约翰福音三章十六节连在一起的时候，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And if you read these verses with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That all who should believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面要充满着感恩呐。
Brothers, our hearts need to come and take on this posture of being thankful.
这么伟大一位至高神的儿子。
The God Most High, the Son of God.
这么圣洁无瑕疵神的儿子。
The Holy One, without blemish.
为了让我们得永生啊。
That we may have eternal life.
为了让我们脱离永远的审判。
That we may be plucked out from everlasting judgment.
他把他独生的爱子为我们舍了。
He gave us his only begotten Son.
我们读变化山上故事的时候
And we come to the story of the Mount of Transfiguration.
Campbell Morgan 说
Our brother Campbell Morgan said,
他说主耶稣很可以在那里他就回到天上的
At that very moment, he could ascend unto heaven.
因为他已经胜过了仇敌所有的试探
He has overcome all the temptation of the evil one.
因为他已经在凡事上已经 pleased God 了
Because in all things, he was pleasing unto God.
他说人离开世界有很多方法不见得借着死亡只有人犯罪才需要经过死亡的
A man may leave this world in many ways but the reason why man leaves this world through death because we have sinned
因为世人都犯了罪
Because everyone has sinned
耶稣完全没有罪
But Jesus has never sinned
他很可以从那里就回到天上去了
And from that very moment he could ascend up to heaven
所以以利亚跟摩西来跟他讨论 Exodus 讨论他离开的事情
And Elijah and Moses came and talk about the manner by which he would leave.
但是耶稣为了我们下的变化山
But when Jesus, for our sakes, he came down that mountain.
为了我们上的加略山
And for us, he went on another mountain called Calvary.
因为他虽然可以废掉了撒旦
Because though he can abolish Satan,
但是你我就没有盼望
But we would be without hope.
因为我们的罪没有解决
Because our sins.Have not been dealt with.
他是为了救你，为了救我，从变化山上那么荣耀的局面里面下来。
For the sake of saving you and saving me, he came down from that glorious mountain.
为我们上的加略山。
He went on that mount of Calvary.
耶稣基督的宝血解决了我们罪的问题。
The precious blood of Jesus Christ has answered the issue concerning sin.
但是神的救恩不是只仅于解决我们罪的问题。
But the salvation of God did not simply end at the fact.That our sins are dealt with.
我们再来背约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，不至灭亡，反得永生。所以不仅解决我们的罪，让我们不灭亡。
John 3:16 clearly tells us that not only did it dealt with our sin that we would not perish.
底下讲什么
？But
反得永生
，they may have everlasting life.
耶稣基督的生命神的生命是永远的生命
The life of Jesus Christ The life of God Is that everlasting life
所以我们不是光只得到赦免
Not that we are only forgiven
我们得到永远的生命
But we have received everlasting life
一粒麦子为我们死了
This is the grain of wheat That was buried for us
他结出了许多的子粒来我们里面得到了耶稣
Now he produced many fruits That we may receive Jesus
圣灵重生了我们让我们每一个人里面都有耶稣基督的生命
That Holy SpiritGave us a new birth that we all have the life of Christ.
基督是我的生命。
That Christ is my life.
我们现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
That we may say it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的救恩啊
！Brothers and sisters, this is a complete salvation.
我希望我们所有蒙恩得救的人，我们一定要看重这件事情。
That all of us who are saved by grace, brothers and sisters, we need to esteem this fact.
那一天让神忍不住从天上说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜。”
That day, the Father had to cry out, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
那个生命今天在你的里面，在我的里面。
To realize that this life within the Son is inside of you, is inside of me today.
什么时候我们伏在十字架的底下，不再是我，乃是基督的时候
？Whenever we are surrendered under the foot of the cross, and we say, "No longer I, but Christ."
神也要在我们身上看见的基督。
And when God sees Christ in your life,
他要忍不住对我们说，是我所爱的。
And He will cry.Out, this is what is pleasing unto me.
当我们在主的宝血底下，当我们披戴基督的时候，神不是看到你，看到我，乃是看到我们身上披戴的基督。
And when we carry the blood of Christ, when we are covered by Christ, what the Father sees you and me, He sees His Son Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，天要为我们开，圣灵要临在我们身上。
Princess, the heaven will be opened. The Holy Spirit will descend upon us.
虽然我们没有人可以取代耶稣基督那一次 天为他开，圣灵在他身上降临的那个性质和程度。
And though we cannot replace the nature and the capacity of the life of Christ that day when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ,
但是在你我顺服神的经历里面
，But in our experiences of obedience unto God,
当我们活在基督里的时候
，When we are living in Christ,
我们也好像经历了天向我们开了，对不对
？We experience as if heaven was open to me,
好像我们敞着脸可以见着主的容颜。
With unveiled faces, we may behold the glory of God.
对不对？那个帕子出去了，我们可以敞着脸，we 见到他的容颜。
We discover all of a sudden that veil's taken away. I can behold the glory of God.
约翰福音十四章二十一节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的，并蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
John chapter 14 says, "Those who love me are those who obey my commandments. Those who obey my commandments are those who love me, and I will appear to them."
弟兄姊妹，这是基督徒该有的生活。
This is the life that every Christian need to have.
我们现在来看今天的背诵经文。那个中文组因为已经印得太快了，来不及改哈。
The memorization verse for today.
啊，就在这里哈。
We're going to put it on the screen.
PPT 已经出来了。以赛亚书四十三章七节
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7
我们一起来读
Let's read it together
就是凡称为我名下的人是我为自己的荣耀所创造的
glory,
是我所做成所造作的
Yes, I have made him
英文也读一遍
Let's read it in English Everyone who is called by my name whom I have created for my glory I have formed himYes, I have made him.
请弟兄姊妹注意到这里有三个动词
Brothers and sisters, there are three adjectives here.
一个是 create.
Three verbs here. One created.
就是创造
We were created.
就是从无到有
From nothing into existence.
换句话说，你我之所以存在的目的和意义，全是为着神的荣耀
The reason and the purpose why we live.Is all entirely for the glory of God.
什么时候我们不是为着神的荣耀而活着，白造了，白活了
？Whenever we are not living for the glory of God, then we have been created in vain.
那第二个
，Secondly,
made 跟 form.
And we've been made, we've been formed.
这是我们所有遭遇的解释。
And this is the conclusion, explanation to all that we encounter in life.
他不光是为了他的荣耀创造我们。
Not only did he create us for his glory.
他是为了他的荣耀在制作我们。
But for his glory, he is forming us.
你们看过陶匠怎么样制作器皿吗
？You've seen a potter how he forms the pottery.
各式各样各式各样的器皿。
All different types of shapes and forms.
有脖子瘦的有什么样子我不用去形容各式各样的
and they have those that are, have a very thin neck and all different types all different forms
所以我们这一生的遭遇就是神的手在我们身上
and everything we encounter in this life is because the hand of God is upon us
他在制作我们
he is forming us
只有一个目的
and for one purpose alone
为着他的荣耀
for his glory
好我们现在再来看罗马书八章
We're going to come and look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30.
那我们很熟了，我们应该来背。
I know we're all very familiar with these verses. We should be able to memorize it.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。就是那些按他旨意被招的人，所招来的怎么又出来呢？你们在讲义上都有哈。
It's your outline.
好，所招来的人，对不起。我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Moreover, whom he predestined,
预先所定下的人就招他们来所招来的人称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀英文也读一遍太重要了
Let's read in English together, it is very important. Verse 28 And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew.He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
我跟你们说，刚刚读的以赛亚书四十三章第七节跟新约罗马书第八章这一段的经文，是圣经上的 天机啊。It's a top secret.
Thank you. I will tell you Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7, or we just read in Romans chapter 8. These verses are the secrets in heaven.
你知道在地上，特别在美国，当美国总统没有一个不被骂的。
Particularly on the world, here, particularly in America, if you're a president here, you would be scolded by someone.
连林肯总统这么好，都还是很多人骂他。
Even President Lincoln, such a great president, there are some who still scold him.
所以你在白宫门口常常看到有人在那里示威，在那里骂总统。
And you'll see people who are protesting right in front of the White House, and they're scolding the president.
所以加拿大有人问我说：“余弟兄，你会不会想竞选总统？”哈。
And somebody in Canada asked me, Brother Yu, do you want to be a president? Do you want to be president of the United States someday? I said, no, I have no interest. I said, I don't qualify, but particularly I have no interest.
听说有一次他们在那里示威的时候。
And it was said one time there were protesters.
所有示威的人都没事，只有一个人被 FBI 抓去了。
Everyone that were protesting, they were okay, except one man was taken by the FBI.
因为他上面写说 Clinton 是一个笨蛋。
And it says Clinton is an idiot.
对不起，我们不应该讲他的名字。好，那个某某总统是个笨蛋。
I apologize.
因为那个是在他当总统时代发生的 joke.
It was a joke that happened during President Clinton was president.
只有他被抓。
He was the only one that was captured.
你知道罪名是什么吗？
You know what was his crime?
泄露国家最高机密。
He gave away the top secret in the nation.
这个当然是笑话，不然我现在也被抓了。
This is of course clearly a joke, or else you know somebody will rush through the doors and I'd be captured.
那弟兄姊妹，我跟你说，这是圣经里面的天机啊，我们刚才读的。
And I tell you that these verses they are top secrets in heaven from heaven.
你如果不知道我们为什么被造
，If you have no idea why we are created.
如果你不知道我为什么会遭遇这些事情
If you do not understand why do I encounter all these things
不仅仅我对我存在的目的和价值我失迷了
And not only do not know I'm lost concerning the reason why I exist and why I'm created
我就是很盲目的在这里忙碌
And aimlessly I am just going about being busy in my life
我想没有一个世代像今天这个世代这么忙碌
I don't think there are any other generation like our generation we are all so busy
也很少一个地方像 Silicon Valley 这么忙碌
And very few placesin the world where we are so busy here in the Silicon Valley.
忙碌叫人盲目了，忙碌叫人肤浅了。
We're so busy to the point that we are blind, that we are shallow in our lives.
所以如果我不知道我为什么被造，我很容易盲目的。
So if we don't know the purpose and the reason why I'm created, it's very easy for me to be just numb.
同样的，我如果不知道神的目的是什么，我就对我今天的这些遭遇不能够明白为什么。
And if I do not understand God's purpose in my life, then I do not understand why the things come along in my life.
我们会问神 why, and why me?
And we will ask the Lord, why me?
为什么让这件事情发生？
Why would you let this happen to me?
为什么他那么好的人也会遭遇到灾难？
Such a great people, why would they encounter such tragedies?
为什么你让我的老板这么不公平，把我 lay off， 把那个混蛋留下来？
Why would we allow my boss to be so unfair that I would be laid off and that jerk, he still works?
为什么别人家的孩子这么乖，我家的孩子不乖？
And other kids, they're so obedient, my kids, they're far from it.
我们天天有各式各样的事情在埋怨。
And everything that is happening in our lives.
但弟兄姊妹，刚才圣经
The scripture tells us,
we
were created for God's glory. And we are also being formed for God's glory. And then when we come to the New Testament, Apostle Paul tells us, all things work together. They work together for the good of those who love God. And he tells us, what is good?
就是要叫我们被磨成神儿子的形象，像耶稣。
That we may be conformed into the image of His Son, Jesus Christ.
用一句简单的话来说
，A very simple words.
就是要叫我们像耶稣。
That we may be like Him.
我们能不能跟隔壁弟兄姊妹讲说
，Turn to one another.
万事互相效力是要叫我们像耶稣。
All things work together for the good, for my good, that I would be like Jesus.
哇，你们都很属灵，讲得这么快乐。
I'm so glad that you guys say it with such great joy.
怎么会带着笑容那么快乐来讲这句话呢
？Such great joy, praise the Lord.
我现在给你们一个挑战。
I have a challenge for you.
你现在把你最近、最搅扰你、让你最不快乐的事情放进来。
And now think about the most immediate, the most recent thing that bothers you.
叉叉叉叉叉是为了叫我像耶稣。
Dot dot dot.For me to be like Jesus. You don't need to tell anybody what it is.
你自己里面讲得出来吗？
Can you say it?
不要随便对别人讲，要对自己讲。
Don't casually just tell someone, recite the verse for someone else, but say it for yourselves.
我如果在苦难中有人跟我讲万事互相效力，我就想叫他走。
In the middle of tribulation, somebody comes along and says, Pastor Yu, all things work together. I tell them to leave immediately.
我们真的碰到这样子的人。
We actually have come across people like that.
人家孩子死了，就跟人家说万事互相效力，不要难过，神会给你一个更好的。
And somebody who just suffered the loss of a child, and somebody would say, don't be sorrowful. All things work together for the good of those who love God. You'll have something better.
以前有一个主人带着他的仆人去山里面打猎。
And there was a master that took his servant to hunt in the mountains.
结果不小心掉到那个动物的 trap 那个陷阱。
And
那个捕兽夹那个 animal trap
哪一个？
那主人。
The master stepped into this trap, the bear trap.
我差点说 not me 哈。那个主人掉到 trap 被那个捕兽器夹到脚。
And the master was caught by the bear trap.
血淋淋的，痛得不得了。
And he was in agony. He was bleeding.
那个仆人在旁边说：“万事互相效力。”
And the servant begins to say to his master, "All things work together. Oh, good."
哇，那个主人气死了。
That master was so upset, so angry.
结果没想到，突然一下子出现很多土著黑人。那个。
All of a sudden, cannibals. They emerge.
要来抓他们。
They want to come and grab them.
那个仆人撒腿就跑，主人跑不动了，带着血这样慢慢走。
And that servant ran immediately, but the master, he was wounded, he couldn't move very fast.
他想我死定了，跑不动。
And he thinks I'm dead.
没想到这些人越过他去追那个仆人。
And everybody passed him and went and chased the servant.
因为他们是食人族，晚上要献祭。
And the cannibals, they want to have a sacrifice that night.
因为他们献祭也要献没有瑕疵的。
They also want to sacrifice something without blemish that has no wounds.
所以看到主人身上流的血那个样子有瑕疵，不叫他了，去追那个。
And they saw the master who was bleeding. He's no good. So they went and chased the one that was better.
主人低头感谢神，万事互相效力。
And the master bows his head and says, "Indeed, all things work." For the good of those who love God.
只能为自己说，不能为别人说。
Again, I want to remind you, these words are for ourselves, not for other people.
所以我要你们自己把你最近最搅扰的那件事情放进去。
And that's why I ask you to think about the things that bothers you the most, most recent.
主啊，你让这个人或你让那件事情搅扰我，是为了叫我像耶稣。
Lord, so and so, or this particular event.Happened in my life, bothers me, but it is for the purpose that I would be like Christ.
你要知道，神把他的爱子赐给我们。
You need to ponder and think about the fact that God has given His beloved Son to us.
不光只是为了洗净我们、赦免我们的罪。
It is not just for the cleansing and the washing away of our sins.
他有一个这么伟大的计划，要把他儿子的生命赐给我们。
He has such a wonderful plan that.The life of His Son would be given to us.
让我们的生命不断地被改变，能够像耶稣。
That our lives may be changed and be formed so that it would be like Jesus.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
That would be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我这次在美国东岸跟弟兄姊妹分享，我说我从一个第三代的基督徒，跟一个已经信主50年的。一个基督徒的角色跟你们有一个呼喊。
And I share with a brother and sister in the East Coast, I had an opportunity. I said, I stand from the position of someone who's been a third generation Christian and someone who's been in the faith for over 50 years, and I cry out to you.
在我生命里面有一个很大的蒙蔽，一直到神光照才醒悟过来。
There was a blind spot in my life for so long until the Lord showed it to me.
我从小在基督教家庭长大，我知道基督徒该怎么样做。
And I grew up in a Christian home. I knew what is the appropriate conduct for a Christian.
我懂得圣经上很多的知识。
I know a lot of scriptural knowledge.
我知道在教会怎么表现能够得到长辈们的称许。
I know the way that I need to act so that those who are older than me at church will praise me.
后来当我也真的得到那么多人称赞的时候，我就以为我是这个样子了。
When I have received these praises, then I thought, I am so and so. I like that.
我说弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，我们的改变。 并不见得是 transformation 来的，我们的 changes 不见得是 transformation。
And I want to say that a lot of our changes, there are not necessarily changes that come about because we are transformed.
我们都会改变的，对不对
？We all change, right?
我随便举个例子。
I'll give you an example.
如果你的太太喜欢你下车，不是上车下车帮她开门。
If your wife likes the fact that you would open the door when she enters and exits the door or the car,
你原来觉得无聊，你自己可以开门，好好的。
And you feel like,What's the point of this? You could do it yourself.
但是因为他天天叨你，天天叨你，你不开他就骂你，你到最后只好帮他开了。
But every day she nags you, she nags you. How come you don't do it? How come you don't do it? And finally you say, "Okay, I'll do it."
外面是有改变。
Yes, outwardly there's a change.
但是不是从 transformation 来的。
But it is not a transformational change.
那不是从生命里面被主改变来的。
It is not a change from within the life itself.
那我从太太的角度讲了，他刀先生刀到最后算了，放弃了，这个人没用，水牛。
And from the wife's perspective, I nagged this guy for years. He's dumb as an ox. Forget it.
所以太太不再刀了。
And so she stopped nagging him.
那只好认了。
And so she surrenders.
所以这个是改变，这个不叫 transformation.
This obviously is a change, but it's not a transformational change.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神光照的时候，其实里面很痛苦的。
And so when the Lord illuminates us, it doesn't feel good.
因为我自己以为我不错了。
Because I thought I was pretty good.
但是别人的夸奖以后更让我觉得我真的不错。
And when people praise me this way, I thought, yeah, maybe I am that good.
当被神光照的时候，我才发现我不过才这样子。
And then the Lord showed me, I'm just like this.
那样一个醒悟虽然是很痛苦的，但是是需要的。
That revelation does not feel very good, but it's absolutely needful.
因为我们外面太多太多太多的改变，不是从生命的变化来的。
And there's so many changes around us in our lives, but it is not from a transformational change.
神的旨意是叫我们跟他的荣耀有份。
God's purpose is that we may share His glory, to be partakers of His glory. 只有
神的生命，神儿子的生命是圣的，是荣耀的。没有，我们跟荣耀是无关的。
Only the life of Christ is glorious. We have nothing to do with glory.
所以，只有当我们在这里顺服他，活着不再是我的时候。
Only when we obey Him, only when we live and say that it's no longer I but Christ.
神的荣耀从我们身上出来。
It is then when the glory of God can come from our lives.
连我们在最小的事情上都可以。
Even on the smallest things, the glory of God can be seen.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章三十一节说，或吃或喝，无论做什么，总要为荣耀神而行。
And so Paul says in 1 Corinthians, whether we eat or whether we No matter what we do it for the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，那个从生命里面改变出来的东西不容易掉的，因为它是真的。
The things that brings about a transformation that comes from the life within do not disappear casually because they're real, they're genuine.
光从外面改变来的，它是会被摧毁的。
And everything that just changes from the outward forces, they will easily be demolished.
所以为什么我们看到那么多以为很属灵的人，甚至是神的仆人会跌倒？
And that's the reason why oftentimes we see those who are seemingly spiritual, even servants of the Lord, that they stumble and fall.
因为我们外面可能改变了很多，可是我们生命里面来的东西不够。
Because outwardly there were a lot of changes, but what's inside their life was inside was not sufficient.
神要得到的是他的爱子，这是我的爱子，这个是他要的。
And what God delights and what God want is His beloved Son, the life of His Son.
所以当我们每一次顺服主的时候，
So every time when we are obedient to the Lord,
当我们每一次不再是我，让基督来替代我活的时候，
And every time we say, Lord, I give up, it's not me, but Christ, you live.
我们一定经历到神的喜悦，神的祝福。
We will experience the delight and the blessings of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们希望在主的面前一起来学习的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that I pray that we will learn.Together and grow together.
所以 C.S. Lewis 曾经举的例子，我也跟你们讲过了。
A brother C.S. Lewis once gave this example, and I shared it with you before.
当你点着灯，浩浩荡荡的下地窖要去抓老鼠。
And when you light a lamp and you go down into the dungeon or into the basement to try to capture rats.
你到了地下室，你看不到老鼠的。
And when you go into the basement, you won't see them.
所以很多的时候，我们自己看看自己，觉得自己还不错。
And every time we look around, we look at us and we say, "Oh, not so bad."
哦，我没撒谎，我没这个，我没那个。
And I don't lie. I don't do this. I don't do that.
尤其在跟别人比较，我也没像他那样。
And particularly when we compare ourselves with other people, I'm not like so and so.
所以我们找不到老鼠。
So we don't find rats.
我们以为很好。
We thought everything's clean.
他说，如果你能够 突然一下地下室的灯大亮的时候
And he said, if all of a sudden a light switch turns on,
你看所有的老鼠在那里流窜
Now all of a sudden you see all these critters running everywhere.
你才发现我里面原来有这么多的问题
You discover all of a sudden I have all these problems in my life.
弟兄姊妹我们需要主的怜悯
Brothers and sisters, we need the grace of the Lord.
我们另外一面我们要对神充满了感恩
At the same time, we need to be thankful towards the Lord.
他从他儿子的身上告诉我们他要的是什么
From the life of his son, he's declared and revealed to us what he likes.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is my son in whom I am well pleased.
你们要听他。
Listen, hear him.
没有一个人事物可以跟耶稣相比的。
Not a thing, not a person can compare with Christ.
所以在变化山上，他让我们看见不见一人，只见耶稣。
And so on the Mount of Transfiguration, at the end of all things, they saw no one but Jesus alone.
当摩西，当以利亚。让门徒们那么欣赏那么兴奋的时候神宁可叫他们撤掉
When Moses and Elijah when the disciples saw those two individuals they were so excited but God removed those two individuals
在你我心中有没有任何的人事物成为我们的偶像替代了主该有的地位
In your life, in my life are there any individuals, any person, anything that's replaced the position of Christ
神都要把它撤掉的
God's going to remove them all
让我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
That we will see no one but Jesus alone.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们带着感恩的心哈。
And brothers and sisters, again with a thankful heart.
神的爱多大，为我们舍掉他的爱子。
And how immense is the love of God that He would give us His only begotten Son.
这个爱子今天成为我们的生命。
That His life has become our life.
万有是为他造的，是借着他造的。
All things were made Him, for Him and through Him.
但是今天神却把这样一个伟大的他的儿子赐给了我们。
But he has given his son, him, to us.
哥罗西书告诉我们，神一切的丰富都在他里面。
Colossians tells us that all the fullness of God is in him.
他一次完全永远的把所有的祝福都给了我们。
Once and for all, he has given us all the blessings from the heavenly places to us.
让我们带着感恩的心来顺服神在我们身上的工作。
That with a thankful heart that we would be obedient, we would surrender to the work of the Lord in our lives.
我们来唱295首主荣上加荣的改变我们。
A hymn 295, from glory to glory, he is changing me.
万事互相效力，要干什么？
Yes, all things work together.
不要说叫你像耶稣哈，叫我们像耶稣。
That we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
个人，整个教会都应该这样。
Individually and our church as a whole, this is what we ought to be.
这个叫高举基督，这个叫拓展神国。
This is what is meant to exalt Christ, to expand the kingdom of God.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端。点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。